this world is just getting darker than ever. I was in a joke about the video. I said, Brazil is very beautiful, but you can see how dark it is. You know, the light. Then finally the light came on. But it's just so dark. And unfortunately, many times we Christians get desensitized. We get accustomed to this darkness. Remember years ago, there were those miners that were down in that cave, and there was an explosion in Chile, I believe. And when they stayed there for so long in the darkness, they ended up getting accustomed to that darkness. And when they came out in the light, they could hardly even see. They needed special light, special glasses to come out in the light. And many times we Christians are that way. Instead of being a light, we end up sitting in darkness. But we should not get accustomed to darkness. Rather, we need to be light in this world. And the Bible talks so much about being a light. Are we being a light in this world? Are we shining for Christ? What are some, just very quickly, I want to mention some examples of how we can be a light in this world. And one of them is by being an example. Be the best Christian you can be, a role model that people can follow. People love to follow role models. In Brazil, if a soccer player cuts his hair a certain way, we had a soccer player that he wore a patch. He shaved off his head completely and wore just a little patch of hair just coming out in the front like this. And all the young kids were all using their hair the same way. Isn't it amazing how the world has their role models? But we Christians, we need to have a role. Like Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. But I'm not talking about men worshipers. I'm not saying that. But we need to be an example that other people can follow. We need to be a model Christian. 1 Timothy 4:12 says, but be thou an example of the believers. Are we an example of the believers? In word, in conversation, in charity, in faith, in spirit, in faith, in purity. He gives us several examples of how we can be a model of a Christian, an example of a Christian. Titus 2:7, in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works. Not in some things, in all things. In all areas of our lives, we should show a pattern of good works. In doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity. So we need to shine by how we act, by the things that we do, by what we say, by our actions. Like I read here, neither do men, in Matthew 5:15, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Are you giving light unto all that are in the house and giving light to people around you? First of all, thinking specifically in our households, are we shining in our own households? Many times we shine maybe at church or at a camp or at a revival, but what about in our own homes? Many times that's where we shine the least, to our spouse, to our kids, and we're not a good example shining our lights. What about in our church? Are we shining our lights in our church? Are we being an example of the believers one to another, encouraging one another? I'll tell you this story because you'll have no idea who I'm talking about, but years ago when we came back on furlough, we went into a church and we said hi to the pastor and we greeted people for until a certain time, and then it was time for Sunday school, so my family all went and we all sat down. We pretty much took up a pew at the time. I'm the youngest of five kids, so all of us were together. And so we sit in this pew, and my brother actually was married by then, and he was with his wife, and so like I said, we took up a whole pew, and then this man comes in and he looks miffed. Looks sort of angry. So he comes and he looks, and then he sits down on the side of the bench and he just starts pushing us off the bench, pushing us off. And we're like sort of shocked, and my brother falls off on the other side, and we're like, what's going on? My dad said, let's just go back a seat. And what happened is we had taken his place. And he was sort of shocked when he found out that we were family of missionaries supported by that church. And we were sort of shocked to find out he was one of the deacons in the church, but... But, you know, that's not the attitude that we should have, without a doubt. Let's just imagine if we had been people that weren't saved and we're wondering, who are these people? Who are these Christians? What are they all about? What do they teach? How do they act? And then we act like that. So it's so important that we are an example to the believers, not just at home, not just at church, but to the world. God does not want us to live on some kind of an alternate community like a Jim Jones living in a farm drinking Kool-Aid. He doesn't want us to live that way. I like camps. I love to go to camps, get away a little bit, and spend time with Christians. But that's not how God has intended us to live for very long. And it says here in this verse, let your light so shine. It's imperative here. It's telling you to do it. Allow it to shine. As children, or even as adults, that song, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Are we going to let our lights shine? And it says, let your light so shine before men. Not just at home, not just in the church, but before men, before people. We should never be undercover Christians. Many times that's how we act. We act like undercover Christians. Shh, don't tell anybody. I'm a Christian. But unfortunately, that's how we many times act. We live life hiding the fact that we are Christians. What is the purpose of you having a light if you cover it? It could be many reasons. Maybe we don't want to offend people. It's amazing how the world is never afraid to offend us. They'll say the most vile things to us, but we're always so worried that we might offend. We have the truth on our side. Do you ever stop and think about that? We have the word of our Heavenly Father, the word of God that we can preach to people. We can give them the gospel where they can be saved and live for all eternity in heaven. We're their best friends. And one day they'll discover that. That person that told me I should have listened to them. Or maybe the person will heed to you and will accept Christ as their Savior. But let's do our part and let's be lights. Maybe out of fear. Many times fear can be a basket in our lives. But let's be a bright light. My kids, they don't like the dark. Both of my boys. Ben would admit it. He doesn't really like the dark. But especially Gabe, the youngest. And he hates the dark. And I bought them a nightlight at the dollar store. Well, the nightlight was so weak that when I plugged it in, I couldn't even find where I had plugged it in. It wasn't that bad, but it was very dim. And they, it's not bright enough. And then we ended up having to get another light. But many times that's how we are. We are sorry lights. Is that really a light there? I think it is. But that's how many times we act as Christians. That they may see your good works. Again, people can't see our heart. Sometimes people say, you know, you can't see my heart. It's true, but they see your works. They see how you're living. They see how you're acting. And that says a lot. Actions many times will speak louder than words. Are we giving them an example? I don't think we should I'm just an example Christian. I never preach the gospel. No, we have to preach the gospel, but our life has to go along with it. And we have to be an example and preach the gospel to every creature. To believers and to unbelievers, we need to be an example. In our church, in our homes, but to this world. We also need to stay away from sin. Philippians 2:15, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. We were talking about that today, this verse. You know, how are we supposed to live in the midst of this crooked and perverse nation? What are we supposed to do? Among whom ye shine as lights in this world. That's what we have to do. Shine as lights. Be a light in this dark world. And the darker it gets, as brother mentioned this, I'm going to mention this in my message tonight. The darker it is, the brighter you can shine. Because there will be a bigger contrast. It's interesting that the word light is actually the word here, phosteris, which in the Greek is the same equivalent as the Old Testament used for luminaries. And I was studying this word because in Portuguese, we have a very good translation from the Textus Receptus. And it was translated astrus. Well, astrus is a bright star when you talk about bright stars in the sky. So the idea here in this verse, what it's saying here, is that we need to shine like bright stars in a dark sky. Are you shining like a bright star in a dark sky? And then it talks how we need to be blameless, harmless. Again, this is not talking about being sinless. None of us are sinless. We are all sinners saved by grace. But we shouldn't have a dirty life. God needs clean vessels to for him to use. Ephesians 5:11 says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. That's what we're not supposed to do. We're not supposed to have fellowship with it. We're supposed to reprove it. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. So are we reproving or are we having fellowship with them? It doesn't mix. Either we're doing one thing or another. And then in Colossians 10:13 says, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Isn't that amazing that we were delivered from the power of darkness? Darkness does not have control over us anymore, or shouldn't have control over us. But why are we still walking as children of darkness? If we were delivered from this power of darkness, why are we still acting like children of darkness? Ephesians 5:8 says, for you were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. What are we supposed to do now? Walk as children of light. Are we walking as children of light? Or are we walking where people could confuse us as children of darkness? And this, again, this is a commandment. And God can only, like I said, use clean vessels for his service. 2 Timothy 2:21, if a man therefore purge himself from these, get rid of these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and listen to this, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Do you want to be prepared unto every good work? So purge yourself from any sin, anything that would be in between you and Christ. And what a wonderful promise. I love this verse. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Isn't that a wonderful promise? That we can get everything settled with the Lord, and we can, he's a God of second chances and third chances and fourth chances. He's such a wonderful and merciful God. So let's get things right with the Lord and purge ourselves from any sin that we would have in our lives. And the last thing, but not least, that I would like to mention is we need to be lights by giving out the gospel. That's why you're having missions month, right? That's why you're having missionaries, and that's why we're a team of missionaries and local churches here in the States to give out the gospel. That's what we're doing. And it's interesting, the word light, we have the word photo, which comes actually from the word light, which is phos. Phos is the word, I think, Latin for light. And it reminds us that we are supposed to be a photograph of Christ to this world. Are you a photograph of Christ to this world? Do people look at you and say, you know, I see Jesus in you? Many times, do you remember Polaroids? Does anybody remember Polaroids? Remember how you would take a picture and then you would shake the picture for it to come in a little bit faster? And I don't even know if that worked or not, but we would do it. We shake the picture. Isn't it funny how history repeats itself? These days, some child came to me. Oh, look at this. It was this little machine. Picture came out. It's like, oh, look. As I said, it was a novelty, but it was like Polaroids. It's like, it's amazing how many years later, history repeats itself. But we would shake the picture in for it to come in a little faster. And then sometimes it would never fully come in. It'd be fuzzy. And then the picture would never come in. You'd have to throw it out. You know what? That's many times how we Christians are. We are a fuzzy picture of Christ. People look at us and you're trying to get a crystal clear picture of who Christ is, who Christians are, and we give a fuzzy picture of Christ, unfortunately. There are billions of people sitting in darkness that need a great light. Brazil is so dark. We need more missionaries in Brazil. We need more church planters. Thank the Lord for the missionaries we have. I'm not going to tell you, oh, we have no missionaries, zero. Thank the Lord we don't have zero missionaries. We have missionaries in Brazil. Oh, but the need is so great. We need more missionaries. We do not have enough laborers in Brazil. If you come down and visit us, I'll show you. We'll go to city after city after city. See that area? See that city? See that place? There is no good church that we know of. And just the need is so great. The need is great here in the States. More and more, you talk to people that are clueless about the gospel. It's so sad. And we need to be faithful. And here in Brazil and here there in Brazil and here in the States, we are all part of the Great Commission. It's a teamwork. If God did not call you to Brazil, God has an important task for you to give out the gospel to every creature. 2 Corinthians 4, 3-6 says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves for your servants, for Jesus' sake, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But it's interesting here. It says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. You know, this world is blinded by Satan. But may they not receive the gospel because we didn't give it to them and we didn't preach. So we're shining. We have this light that's shining in us that gives us the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And we hide it. Oh, it's bright in here. I can see really well in here. And we're not shining to others. Many times we're very unfaithful in shining our lights to others. And I believe the idea of this verse is it's even being a channel. It's, he gives it to us, but we should give it to others. This is a principle in the Bible. Like here in Matthew 5, but look here in Acts 13:47. For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. What a responsibility that we have to be a light in this world, to be a light unto the Gentiles, or to be a light unto this world, people that are not saved. We need to be a light in this world by giving out the gospel. We need to be punching holes in darkness, punching holes in darkness. And one thing that is a huge blessing is that you help also, not only you're a light, but you also help keep the missionaries' lights on. We wouldn't be able to do it without you. We wouldn't be able to. It's very hard, even on the foreign field, for you to work full-time with church planting, as we have been praying and supporting yourself, especially in Brazil. It's very, very difficult. And the Lord just showed us for us to be able to dedicate full-time with church planting. It's a teamwork. We couldn't do it without you. And so many other missionaries, you're like those people that work in lighthouses, and you're keeping those lights on the foreign field. What a great blessing, all those letters that you have in the back there and missionaries that you support. You have a part in that, a very big part in that. And I think only in heaven you'll understand the whole scope of it and the people that you touched and the lives that you touched and the people that got saved because of your faithfulness in giving, your faithfulness in praying. We could not do it without you. Like I said, we are a team. And just to finish, 1 John 8:12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Do you have this light of life? Or are you still walking in darkness? Please do not leave church today if you are not 100% sure that you're going to heaven. One song that I love is Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Don't you love to have that blessed assurance? 100% assurance that you are going to heaven? There are a lot of people that you talk to that don't know how they are going to heaven. Most people. Probably 90% of this world, maybe more, that do not know how they're, or that are not going to heaven and do not know. But Jesus says he is the light of the world. But isn't it interesting how here he says, ye are the light of the world? He's saying we are lights. You should stop and think about that. What a responsibility that we have. We are lights in this world. And it's not light that is shining just from us. It's Christ shining in us. Remember Stephen when he was being martyred and that light was shining, and Moses when he came off that mountain, he was glowing because he was in the presence of Christ. We are lights because we are shining Christ through us. And I heard an illustration that I thought was interesting. Jesus is like the sun and we are like the moon. We don't have our own light, but we reflect the light of the sun. But may we never have a spiritual eclipse where we let this world get between us, the moon, and Jesus, the Son, and we end up having darkness. Many times we experience this spiritual eclipse. We let the world, we let other things, distractions, get in our way and end up not being close to Christ and not shining for him. Well, somebody mentioned, I think you had mentioned, that pastor even says, you are the only Christ that people will see. You might be the only one that will be able to preach the gospel to someone. You have a mission field that is only yours. Somebody, I would invite them or give them a track, they would never come, but they would come if you would invite them. Or they wouldn't come if I, or they wouldn't accept my track, but they would accept your track. What a responsibility that we have. Let us be true examples of Christians to believers, to unbelievers. Let us not allow sin and this world to cover our light. And let us be witnesses to Christ. Let's be faithful with that. Us in Brazil, you here, please pray for us. Pray this. Lord, I don't know what you want for my life yet, like you young people, but at least consider Brazil. At least pray, Lord, I don't know if that would be it, but here in my Lord, that would be the biggest joy that we would have. Or if not Brazil, maybe somewhere else. And if you would like to know more, you can even contact me or talk to Pastor and he'll connect you with us, and we would be glad to show you more how you could get ready for that. And there are tools that you can even go preparing to be a missionary. But please, at least be willing to say, here am I, Lord. I'm willing to do whatever you want me to do. But let's just finish with this verse. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. When you are faithful, being a good example, being a light in this world, giving out the gospel, you know what you do? You bring glory to your Father which is in heaven. He gets happy when you are shining your light. Let's be true examples and let's shine our lights in this world. Thank you very much. Thank you, Pastor, for the opportunity.